Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. In France, President Emmanuel Macron has dissolved his country's lower house of parliament after his moderate pro-business party was badly beaten by the far-right party of Marine Le Pen. Voters now have to go back to the polls in the coming weeks. Meantime, in Israel, more political upheaval. Israeli War Minister Benny Gantz has resigned from Prime Minister Netanyahu's emergency government, criticizing what he called the lack of a plan on when the Gaza conflict will end. Gantz holding a news conference Sunday, telling the country Netanyahu is preventing us from progressing toward a true victory. In the U.S., questions after a shooting at a strip mall in Washington state. Renton police say an armed off-duty security guard confronted three teens carrying airsoft guns, killing a 17-year-old. The surviving teens say they were at the store to make an exchange. The 51-year-old suspect is behind bars on $2 million bail. This is ABC News. Martha's Vineyard is about to run out of pot. The problem is location. While Massachusetts voters opted to legalize marijuana more than 7 years ago, transporting pot across the ocean, whether by boat or plane, risks running afoul of federal laws. At the box office, Bad Boys Ride or Die opened with an estimated $56 million in theater sales over the weekend.
You set the damn fan on fire!
Everybody relax. The fire's on.
It's the fourth installment in the Will Smith Martin Lawrence action comedy series. It's also Smith's biggest success since he slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. Meantime, more fallout for another star. Howard University is cutting ties to Sean Diddy Combs, rescinding an honorary degree that was awarded him and disbanding a scholarship program in his name. The decision follows the release of a 2016 video that appeared to show him attacking singer Cassie. Diddy apologized last month for his actions shown in the video. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
The Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is a band called Breaking Still, Devil Inside My Mind. Shane Christopher Neal, each and every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here. And that band right there, Breaking Still, good friends of mine from Southern Ontario, Canada, where I'm from. This show right now is being broadcast from Niagara Falls, Canada. And a couple of years ago, I was chatting with the band. They had lost their drummer, and potentially I was going to maybe go and jam with them, see where it would go. But I kind of ran out of time. I do travel a lot, but they have a brand new drummer who's a lot better than I am anyway. So if you want to check them out, Breaking Still again, Devil Inside My Mind. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com, my email, ShaneRadioZero@gmail.com. And the Indy 45 show, we're all over the map. We got some heavy rock, we got some hip hop, we got some country. About last night, it's Marshall Day and a little country for you. On the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
About last night, I don't know what it was. Two good friends might have drank too much. It could have been Coltrane or the storm outside. Girl, there was nothing we could do about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, can't find my tie. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. Girl, I could pretend that when I walked you home, I didn't want to come in. And if it was a mistake, well, it sure felt right. But I don't remember everything about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle in. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. Your skirt's on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, and I can't find my tie. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. About last night, don't know what it was. Two good friends might have drank too much.
One.
right. Lonely Little Kitchen is stuck in place on the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal on a Sunday night. Got the JDM band on the way. Storm Force, great band from Canada. And Storm Force has a guy by the name of Greg Fraser in the band. He's the lead guitar player. He's the songwriter in the band. He, of course, came from the band Brighton Rock. And if you are from Canada especially, you would know Brighton Rock was pretty big in this country. In America, yeah, maybe not so much. But they did have some hits here on radio. And, of course, all over Much Music here in Canada. So Storm Force is on the way. Serena Prine and the Mandevilles. Great tune called Whiskey Town after the Maysides. 1,000 Friends. I don't even have one friend right here on the Indy 45 radio show.
Somehow
Do you live in a whiskey town? A lot of whiskey in Wisconsin, I heard. Is that true? Hit me up, shaneradiozero@gmail.com. I'm from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, and trust me, there's plenty of whiskey in this country, this province, and right now into the studio. I mentioned the JDM band. They are on the way. That was Serena Pryne and the Mandevilles. So here's what they do in radio. In real radio, they do segues. So Serena Pryne and the Mandevilles right there. I'm going to play a Storm Force and a song called Breathe. Serena Pryne is also singing with Storm Force on Breathe. Radio 101. Indie 45 radio show on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As I wake up in the morning to a bottom of a bottle, she found me.
Jay Stone and the JDM Band right here on the Indy 45 radio show. Thanks for hanging out on this Sunday night. You can check out the show 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario. I'm Shane Christopher Neal. You can reach me, shaneradio0@gmail.com. All right, coming up, my good friend Susie Corey. So her and I went to Los Angeles about 7 or 8 years ago. She is a rock country artist, and back when we went to LA, she was more on the rock spectrum, and she opened up for LA Guns out at the Whiskey A Go-Go, and I hosted the event there, which was just a blast to do. And I've known Susie for some time. She does a lot of country now and does a great job of it with a little bit of rock flair to it, and she's got a great song called Pretty Little Things. Susie Corey's on the way this hour. She's going to tell you a story about Pretty Little Things, but right now it's Evan Rotella. Yesterday Is Gone on the Indy 45 radio show.
Grass still green, the sky still blue. No day, someday become new. You keep listening to the same song repeat again. You got the same shit on your head in 95. Some reason it makes you feel alive. Those days were good, but those days ain't here no more. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on, but yesterday is gone. Get by your bedroom lights with pictures in it that you like.
you sleep alone, you don't sleep well anymore. And the news just always beats itself. The same thing happened to somebody else. But you keep it on to keep you company. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on. Yesterday is gone. Still blue. I gotta pick myself up and do something new. These four walls seem to be my only hope. You got the same shit on your head in 75. Born to run and kiss the light. You play those records loud, cause Mark can't turn them down. Your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. Days keep going on. Yesterday is gone.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're more sweet than bitter lately after I left you behind. Well, keep my damn eyes off you. I'll never leave your side. The missing and the wanting, I can't wait to feel your charm. Song I play helps count the days till you're back in my arms. Phoenix, how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Regrets what I've been feeling lately, I'm glad you're coming home. It was only 6 days we spent together and the winter's been so cold. When we meet again, I promise my friend, we're hitting up the road. With all the tunes and all noise, but you're the one they all come out to cheer. Finish how I miss you, promise to never let you go. Regrets what I've been feeling lately, and I'm glad you're coming home. And all my worries are now gone, how I love you so. Finish how I missed you, promise to never let you go. I'll make one hell of a team. Read this how I missed you. Promise to never let you go. Regrets what I've been feeling lately. I'm glad you're coming home. And all my worries are now gone. How I love you so.
how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go.
All right, from London, Ontario, Canada, that is Rose Cora Perry and The Truth Untold, the great Adele song, Rolling in the Deep, right there. And I met Rose Cora Perry, I don't know, like 10 years ago. She was doing a showcase out in Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada, at Sessions on the River. And it blew my mind how talented she was, not only as a songwriter and a singer, but as a guitar player. You gotta check her out playing guitar. You can check out their website, rosecoraperry.com. And I got to tell you a few things. They have been acclaimed one of the top 10 indie talents across Canada, according to Starbeat, and ranked the long-lasting number one local rock band in their hometown by Reverb Nation. Here's some of their standout tour dates. I don't know how far back this goes, but they played Vans, Warped Tour in Toronto, the Summer NAMM Showcase out in Nashville, Tennessee, the Whiskey A Go-Go at NAMM out in Los Angeles, Three Rivers Regatta out in Pittsburgh. Music is art in Buffalo. They played the International Pop Overthrow in Chicago, Illinois. What else we got? The Mesa Music Festival in Phoenix. Twin City Rib Fest in North Carolina. And here, where we are, in Niagara, headlining act for Day of a Thousand Musicians in Niagara Falls, Ontario. You can check her out, rosecoraperry.com. Tommy Solo is on the way. First, though, here's my good friend Susie Corey from Toronto, Ontario, talking about Pretty Little Things.
Pretty Little Things is very much an autobiographical song in that when I was a kid, I went to my very first concert at 14, saw Guns N' Roses, and decided that that's what I wanted to do with my life. Of course, when I told my parents, they said absolutely not. So for the next 25 plus years, I went into other fields and other careers. And then at a chance meeting on my 40th birthday, well, I wouldn't say really so much a chance meeting. I did actually fly out to LA to meet Axl Rose. And the chance is more that he actually was there when I arrived at his home. So we ended up chatting, taking a photo, and this picture went viral all over the internet. And although that was cool in itself, it also made me realize that any dream that I had or something, you know, as crazy as it might sound, I could actually possibly make it come true. And so I started following my dream of wanting to be a singer, which happened, you know, at the age of 14 at the first concert there. So ever since I started doing that, all these incredible things started to happen. And so I ended up writing the song called Pretty Little Things because it really is true to the fact that when I started following what I believe is my true purpose in this life, all these incredible things started to happen. So I hope you enjoy it. That's Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things, here with Shane Christopher Neal on Indie 45.
Started out a young girl, a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes. Don't get your hopes high. They gonna
Toronto, Ontario, Canada. That is Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things on the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. And speaking of the Civic Media Radio Network, want to say a quick hello to our friends out in Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW 97.9 FM. Also out in Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR 97.5 FM. My name is Shane Christopher Neal. We do this each and every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can reach me, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. Check out my website as well, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. Going to leave you with this one, my friend Tommy Solo. Drop Your Guns, Indy 45 Radio, right here on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Love. is all. Love is all you need. Love is all. Love is all you need. Love is all. Love you're saying is give peace so much.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.